Well, it sure does cross over my heart with this, losing a brother in the force there, and it seems like it's always the ones that have young children, have children on the way, just married. It just gets worse and worse as the story goes on of, you know, this firefighter's demise, death. And, you know, we're talking female firefighters these days. It's not like the old days as males. We got females now. They're going down just like the males. You know, we have some we've lost in the forestry fires. You know, boy, I'll tell you, it's, you know, you get on the big departments there in the big cities, and it's an everyday live or life, you know. The same almost as a police officer. When he or she gets out to stop a vehicle, walks up that vehicle, and the guy shoots through the window at him. They just don't know what to expect. Same thing with fire. You're going to get overdraft. Something's going to explode in there. Something's going to fall in on you. You're going to go through the floor. I mean, it's a host of things. You know, just a myriad of things. And these guys, their lives, you know, protecting the public. Sometimes I've wondered over the years when I was on the job, sitting in my office thinking, is this worth it? Would it be worth it to lose your life over some of these people? But, of course, the answer is yes, obviously. What are you going to be doing? Well, you're not ever thinking that's going to happen to you. You know, I never thought that until the day I got thrown off the fire engine going around the corner, a curve, and going to a fire, people trapped, stood up to put my air pack on, and out the back I went. You know, I was riding right behind them. The crew cab, and it was an open cab back then. Not like today, everything's closed up when you buy a rig. And the guy next to me, he couldn't grab me. It just happened so fast. On the ground I went, rolled about 12, 13 times that air pack on. Should have exploded and sent me to the moon, but it did not. And the chief pulled up in front of me and blocked me so all the other apparatus wouldn't come through and roll my butt over. So I went home early that day, over.